Oh, you want a beer? That's
any
on you.
Any commentary?
I mean, we've started. Well, we started recording now, so if you want a beer, that's on you, I guess. Go get you one, I guess. If that's what you want.
If that's what you really.
If
want.
That's what you feel like you need.
I mean, I'll go tell ahead. You what I want. What I really, really want.
No.
Will you tell me what you want? What you really, really want?
Don't tell anyone.
Do you really, really, really want to, like... God,
you get the fuck out of my
house.
If you want to be my lover, you got to fuck all my friends.
Fuck all my friends!
I don't want to fuck your friends. I don't trust your friends.
Friendship lasts forever. VD never ends. Hey, so, welcome. That's a good note. I feel like it's a good way to start the show. Welcome to another episode of Fetusbury Jam. I believe we are on our 8th episode. That's number 8. Can you believe it? We've been doing it. 8 episodes, dude.
That's 8 weeks.
Yeah.
That's like 2 months.
It's incredible. Almost 3. Yeah. I thought that our last episode was our 8th, and I looked at it, and I was like, nah.
No.
Turns out it's not, though.
Un sensei.
Un sensei? Okay.
Yeah, is that how you say 7 in Spanish?
No, a 7. Okay. So anyway, Gum's taking a phone call.
Huh.
Oh, you can do it with your fingernail. Oh, well. So, yeah,
he likes
welcome,
calling everyone else, but he never realizes that he does the same thing that everyone else does.
Yeah. No, he didn't want to talk to
us. He's a good guy.
So, he's a good boy. So, welcome. Another episode of Fetusbury Jam. As usual, I am your host, Fetusbury Crunch.
What?
Fetusbury on Twitter. It's, well...
Get out of here. That's
for
not
the
you.
Past week. Yeah, for the past 8 weeks, I've been at Fetusbury on Twitter.
So, you're trying to tell me... That...
I tell you a lot.
No, you don't.
I do, too.
You know, that was a long time ago.
No.
I'm not going to get into semantics
that
here.
Was earlier today. I told you a lot. So, I'm your Fetusbury host. I am Fetusbury Crunch. That's at FETUSBERRY on Twitter. And you can follow our podcast account at Fetusbury Jam, FETUSBERRYJAM. I feel like if you're listening to this, you probably already know. I do want to put out a quick shout out, though. We had some listeners from Malaysia and the Philippines recently. We had 12 listeners on our last episode. I feel like that's pretty impressive.
You need to publicly announce they're not allowed to listen to it anymore?
No, they're fine. I'll welcome anybody. I feel like, enough English is spoken in Malaysia and the Philippines that they'll probably...
Well, especially the Philippines.
Well, especially the Philippines. I feel like they'll...
The Navy is 80% Filipino.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. And yeah, Filipino food is incredible. So there's a shout out to our Malay and Filipino people. There you go. With me, as usual, is my dude, Dead End, at My Wife Died Again on the Twitter. Not that he ever uses Twitter.
Hey, how's about this? I got a little thing,
Yeah.
I'm looking for some help. I'm trying to do some sponsorship work for Subway.
Oh, he's looking for Subway.
All right. I'm going to go, and I'm going to tell you, hit me up on Twitter.
Sure.
Facebook.
Uh-huh. All the social media.
Somethings, and send me some Subway gift cards.
Hit him with them Subway
You know what? And then cards. And then you put down what you want me to eat.
There you
as
go.
As long as it's at Subway, I will eat it.
Yeah,
because every sandwich you order tastes exactly the same.
It's pretty good.
Well, no, I'm a big tuna guy.
I do
nothing but tuna.
The same. It's not exactly.
But
the same.
You know, if someone gave me some creations,
yeah, if somebody hit him with some fresh creations,
people remember
positive
tuna,
creations.
People notice
please.
That tuna sandwiches exist at Subway the way people remember that fish fillets exist at McDonald's.
Yeah, the same way that you go to Popeyes. Don't give me shit.
I go to Popeyes and order a fucking.
Well,
Popeyes got a
fucking. Chicken sandwich these days, holy shit.
Yeah, nowadays.
No, I want to avoid all the hot button issues. Here we go. Okay. That's all I was saying.
Okay.
All
right.
No, that's good though. If you guys send My Wife Died Again,
send me some
Fetusbury gift cards.
$10 card and a list of what you want me to fucking put on it.
Yeah.
No, $10 might be a little too little.
Well, $10 because $10 is going to cover whatever.
I mean,
you order.
That's an average
it's
cover.
It's going to cover whatever you order.
I'm going to get a foot long.
I mean, if it's payday, I can go ham and spend like $10 on a sub.
Boy, so howdy.
That's good enough.
See, anyway, now here's one of my last creations. Yeah. I got some tuna sandwich.
Uh-huh.
I put bacon on it.
Yeah.
Avocado.
Why wouldn't you?
And that, well, at the time, deviled egg salad.
Yeah, they don't do that anymore, though.
Put all three of them bitches on there with
this is extra tomato. Yeah, hey, this is August 31st right now, in the year 2019. They don't do
extra tomato.
They don't do deviled eggs anymore, but extra tomato.
Officially make your farts biological warfare.
Bam.
No, that's unfair because I can eat regular eggs or I can eat just a normal tuna salad sandwich.
I feel like, okay, no way.
And it'll still smell like eggs.
I get what you're saying, though. Okay, so if you did... if you did the deviled egg with the tuna and you got spinach, I feel like that would be enough.
Hey, you can ask Fetus. We've lived with each other long enough.
Off and on.
I don't even eat eggs.
No.
And my farts will still smell like deviled eggs.
Yeah, some kind of weird.
It's not because your farts smell like deviled eggs, it's because eggs smell like farts.
Oh, there you go.
No.
Oh.
I think it's the methane gas.
I cannot
Wait. So Gumps is saying that it's very much along the same line as every trout is a fish, but not every fish is a trout.
That's correct.
Right? Okay. All right, good. So I feel like that's good. So I feel like we're all in agreement.
It's a duel.
I feel like this is a good time to introduce our third buddy, somebody who does come along from time to time.
Yeah,
our
friend. You know what? I'm going to make you eat a deviled egg sandwich. When you fart,
you're stepping on me.
Then tell me that it don't smell like eggs.
See, I'm trying to do my hostly duties.
Here. Actually, you know what? No,
and you're stepping all over.
Eat some sort of sandwich. See, and fart and then tell me don't like...
He getting all truculent.
I love deviled eggs.
He's interjecting.
I love tuna.
Come on.
I love potato salad.
I know you do. I know you do. It's my co-host of the most ghosts. and he jumps in. So our third member tonight...
Be ready!
Be right. Our third member tonight is Gums. At The Real Gums, right? On Twitter.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
And The Real Gums on Instagram.
Gummo,
if you see me in the street.
Yeah. If you see him in the street, you better shout out The Real Gummo. That's my dude.
Mm-hmm.
He has been known to say a rap or two if you're interested in hearing.
He's a rapist.
His dope rhymes.
He's the best rapist.
He's not a rapist. He's a rap sayer.
He's a serial rapist.
You're a serial rap sayer.
Yeah. He likes powdered milk.
That is deep cuts, baby. Wow, he's looking forward to the sweater weather. I think is what it comes down to,
bro,
aren't you?
Wait, I'm so sick of this fucking hot.
It's too much, man.
Well, you puss.
One thing, it's only because you're white.
I gotta say, the sun in my eyes.
One thing that's been real nice though about Portland lately, even in late August, we ended up with like one hot day, and then we've ended up with like some like moderate days. It hasn't been that bad.
This summer was baby dick.
This summer has been baby dick. Yes.
Overcast and cold shit and fucking.
I know. I'm really looking forward to that, man.
You know what? That's what's gonna suck is that what you want. It's not what's gonna happen.
Probably not.
I guarantee you.
No,
this whole fucking autumn and winter, it's gonna be warm.
We ended up with a mild summer, and I feel like we're gonna end up paying for it.
This summer was fucking horse shit.
Equivalent exchange. Right?
Yeah, you remember when everyone was like, oh, be hydrated.
Remember when that dude...
It's going to be 98.
Remember when that dude mashed up his daughter and his dog? Equivalent
exchange. Chris Benoit.
Is that... Oh, I... Well...
Oh, sorry, no. Not his daughter and his dog, but...
That's a different
daughter thing. And wife.
I don't... No.
So...
And even then, it's not. I don't... Let's not. So anyway, once upon a time... And I told my friend Tom that I would tell this story. There's a story in the news right now, by the way. I don't want to get too far into this, okay? So let's not go too hard after
this.
Well,
you're the one doing this, so.
I understand. I just want to say, let's not get too deep into this, okay? There was a dude who went to...
There was this guy.
He went into a Starbucks
and when he said his name, well, they misheard him. And in... Instead of his real name, they wrote the name of an Islamic terrorist organization. nation.
Holy shit, they named his name ISIS? True.
So, yes.
Was it this, a white, was
no,
a white
it
guy?
Was not a white guy. This yeah, I know. That would actually be extra funny. No, this dude went into, apparently this dude went into, I did some singing. Apparently this dude went into a Starbucks.
You're
his
name
is Aziz. Thank you.
You're quite welcome.
That's so nice. This guy went into a Starbucks. He said his name was Aziz. And the barista misheard him, and wrote his name was ISIS. Oops. So apparently, this is like this fucking national news article now. It's like this whole big fucking deal where the barista mistook his name. And I'm like, dude.
Wait, and it wasn't the comedian Aziz Arzi?
Aziz Ansari?
Yeah,
no, apparently not. I don't understand what the big fucking deal is. The baristas are always getting people's names wrong.
I'll call him Tom. That's American.
I mean, it's, yeah, fine. Call him Tom. You can call him order number 9628 or whatever. It doesn't fucking matter what it is. The guy, okay, so they get his name fucking wrong. Now everybody's flipping out. Oh, his name, it's ISIS. It's always name was ISIS. I don't understand what the fucking issue is. His name is Aziz. He probably, I mean, I don't think it's inconceivable that dude had an accent. If his name is Aziz, I don't mean to sound like a racist here. I'm just saying that I feel like English may not be his first language. I feel like it's possible that maybe he speaks another language and he ended up picking up an accent.
Or all this could be solved with a suicide bombing of a Starbucks.
That's
not all right.
You said it. That's too much.
That's controversial. You may have crossed the line.
I didn't say that.
Oh, Lord.
Dead End did not say that.
Phoenix Bury didn't say that. Let's just
I'm just
hop
trying
out
to get a national news story with my name in the motherfucking paper. I'm trying to get CNN.
Okay. So if the Washington Post
you
is
said
getting,
if the WAP?
If the WAP well, because I said WAP host. If the Washington Post is going to if WAPO is going to
if we're part of the Sopranos and you got into the Washington Post, then they would call you WAPO.
I don't know that's okay. I've heard a meme that says that Italian people aren't white, but I don't know about that. I feel like that's really controversial. That's not what I'm about. That's not Fetus Berry. Okay, I don't know. I don't know. I feel like that bite me a bit much. All I'm saying is I don't think that it's unreasonable that a barista got his name wrong because they do it for everybody.
I mean, that's a hilarious joke that somebody did.
I think it's I feel like it's funny. It's funny. Because it's, you know, it's just another one of those like, whoop, barista got your name wrong. You said your name was Mark with a C and she spelled it Cark.
C-A-R-C.
Right? So now here's the point of the entire thing, bringing it up. My friend Tom, he was talking about some shitty baristas, and I got to share a story from, I want to say about 2003. I went into a Starbucks with a couple of friends. Actually, Dead End was there. Went into a Starbucks with a couple of friends, and I said, you know, hey, barista, give me an iced cappuccino. The barista, he looks at me from across the counter with this look, and he says, well, I can't do that. I said, well, okay, all right, why not? He says, because cappuccino is Italian for steam. It would be a literal paradox. And I said, what the fuck are you even talking about, pal? I said, I tell you what, hey, how about this? You give me a hot cappuccino and a cup full of ice, and I'll sort it out myself. He said, well, no, but I can't, though, because that's a paradox. And, motherfucker, I was so annoyed at this guy. Now, here's something that I want to point out. All these years later, the year of our Lord, Anno Domini, 2019, okay? Starbucks is selling iced cappuccinos. I kind of want to find this barista and be like, I fucking told you. I mean, I'm not that petty a person, but I do kind of laugh in the face of it. I mean, I'm a fairly petty person. I'll own up to that. I'm just saying, I don't actually want to go to the trouble of tracking the guy down, but I do laugh in the face of his memory. Oh, it's a literal paradox. Oh, is it? Oh, is it?
It was.
Oh, it was.
You should slash the tires on his longboard and fucking.
I feel like. I should absolutely do that. Yeah. Go and find that dude in his longboard and slash his tires. Yeah. I should take a moment and, like, fart in his kombucha when he's not looking.
Yeah, for sure.
I mean, whatever it is, man. You know, you get strong enough and eventually you can climb a ladder with your nipples. I find that's sort of a universal truth.
Or use your dreadlocks like tentacles and climb like a squid.
You absolutely could, yeah. I don't know. Can you have another shot of rum?
Well, we're going to find out. There's only one way to know.
I guess it would be may I, wouldn't it?
Oh, you're would talking it? To me.
Yeah, well, you
yeah,
are
it's
the
a podcast.
You are the keeper of the rum. Yeah, it's a podcast.
It's conversationally based.
It's what it is. I mean, it's happening organically. Might as well. So let's see. Here
Thank
we go.
You.
Okay,
Thanks.
Listeners.
Have fun
you.
With that one there, bud.
Listeners, as we are.
Welcome
we are on
to
the,
hell.
We're on shot number one.
You were born a schmuck and you'll die
you'll
a schmuck.
You'll die a schmuck. Welcome
no,
to hell.
No, we don't get any more shots. We've been playing Dragon Ball Z fucking
We played
shots.
Dragon Ball FighterZ and took a couple of shots. That's true.
A but, couple might.
Well, but
my,
okay, but
my
here we
dick
are.
Shit. If anything, I've been putting half are. Shots, little baby dick
yeah.
shots.
You've been doing baby dick shots.
There was
sure.
this kid in front of me in the line on 7-Eleven. I wanted to get cigarettes.
Yeah.
And he,
oh, of course there was.
This motherfucker
yeah.
was so
was.
High, bro. His eyes look like a fucking devil's dick. Red
nice.
As a fuck. And
yeah.
he had.
You know, the devil's dick is black.
He had a fucking.
Probably.
He had a pint of ice cream in his
Probably.
Hand.
Probably.
Yeah. And he. Frantically ran before he was the next one up around the corner.
Gump's being real jerky right now. You can't see it, but he's being real jerky.
This guy wanted extra snacks. He picked up a bag of Skittles, and then put it down, and then ran around the corner and came back with literally the bit. You could not hold another cow tail in your fist before they fell out.
He had a whole big ass hand of cow tails?
It went from a bag of Skittles to put that down to run around the corner and came back with probably $4 worth of fucking cow tails.
Who needs that many cow tails? It doesn't make any sense.
This time, motherfucker,
it's gotta be.
I respected it.
I mean, I say that. I ask who eats that many cow tails. I respect it, but at the same time, I feel like as somebody who comes out with like 4 pounds of saltwater taffy is like, are you secretly an old man? Yeah, no, saltwater taffy's gross. But also, like, are you secretly an old man? Come up with like $10 worth of like Necco wafers and like
cowtails is a weird,
who
it's
are
an
you?
Odd choice.
Cowtails is a very odd choice.
I don't
it's
think
a very
one.
Odd choice.
If somebody handed me one, I might be like, all right.
I don't know that I've ever paid for a cowtail. I've eaten a few
they're
of them.
They're real grainy
but I,
and weird.
Yeah, they're
oh,
grainy and
them.
Weird. That's a very
you
good
like
description.
Them?
Do you?
Yeah.
Oh, Dead End likes cowtails. So if you're going to send any.
I love cowtails.
Yeah,
I love some Chico sticks.
I love chicken sticks.
I love
sticks. That's
fucking.
I love chicken sticks. Yeah.
No, there's a
I
weird
love,
graininess.
Like, Abba Zabba. Like,
I like
eating,
Abba Zabba.
It's like eating a cream filled cat's tongue into
a cowtail. A cowtail is. A cowtail is the
cat,
Costco
like
version of a fucking Charleston chew.
Oh, so it's like a Sam's Choice.
Yeah.
Version of a Charleston chew. Okay.
Anyway,
all right.
You
I
got
can see
chocolate
that.
Covered
that.
Fucking nougat-y,
like,
whatever.
I really
the fuck.
Like the Charleston chews because they're silky. And it doesn't matter if you get vanilla, chocolate, or strawberry.
I like Charleston chews because you can get free X-Men comics.
Well,
with
you know,
it.
The one
well
the
they
oldest,
used to be.
One of the oldest candies.
I sent off. I fucking hang. I'm sorry. Hang on.
No, no, right.
I sent off for the goddamn Wolverine in
Jubilee?
The special. Yeah, the Wolverine and Jubilee, the
yeah,
special
you're never
fucking
get
Charleston
that.
Chews. I never fucking got it.
No, you're
I sent
get
off for it during
bullshit.
That time.
I remember. That.
I sent
yeah,
off for
back
it during
the comic
that
books.
Time.
Yeah, 90s comics.
Yeah,
so
I sent off
that.
For it during that fucking
yeah,
time.
I did
never
too.
Fucking got it.
Never got
I
it.
Never got it. Bullshit. To these days, I'm still actually a little bit salty. When it comes to Charleston chews.
I mean,
not to say I don't still buy them. I love them. I do. But I'm still a little bit salty. Because I really want that fucking Wolverine and Jubilee comic, dude. I still do. You know? And I feel like, you know, I was like...
Damn it.
You know, jilted.
Oh, I got it!
Nice.
Nice.
Yeah, I feel like I was kind of jilted.
Did I?
As it were. I was really...
Oh,
I was seriously
didn't,
disappointed
I didn't even
it.
Fucking
yeah, that's good.
Upset.
Yeah. I don't know if I've ever. I'm just trying to think about that. I don't know if I've ever ordered something out of the comic.
Yeah.
Like,
well, no, that wasn't. That was one of the. Well, no,
I
actually,
it,
no,
was,
I,
it
no,
was.
I apologize.
It was. In
it,
the back,
was.
Yeah.
It actually.
Yeah.
It was in the comics. Yeah, that if you sent off. I don't think I ever did either. There's dude up to your upper left.
I did
oh,
call.
Yeah.
I did call the video game. Got like the Nintendo Power video game. Shit was like.
Did
more
you?
More expensive than a fucking sex
box. Oh, yeah, it was like $3 a minute.
Oh,
to get fucking, right. like...
Did you?
Yeah,
wow! No, I never did.
Zelda tips, bro.
That makes sense.
I need
yeah.
shit. I ain't
no, that
mad,
that
bro.
Makes sense. I had the
well,
first Zelda.
I got
Zelda.
In trouble for it.
I believe that. Oh yeah, absolutely. I believe that. Yeah, I used to call the sex lines from
a payphone.
No, from from the phones they had in schools.
Oh, that's smarter than
yeah.
I remember.
No, friend. I would get put on detention, and then sooner or later somebody would leave, and I would go over to the phone and I would call real quick, and it'd be like, if you're over 18 and you have a credit card, this is
oh,
the number
that was
for
the best
you.
Part of it.
But like, I would still, yeah, but I would still get that like fucking 8-year-old, like, oh my god.
I remember my friends telling me that I used to squeeze ketchup packets into the fucking coin returns on payphones. So
oh, you son of a bitch! You son of a bitch! I remember one time. So we have the Max out here. It's a light rail system. It's kind of like the subway, but it's above ground. I'm just telling people if they don't already know.
For sure.
What my friend Greg and I did, I spent the night over at his house. He lives out in Rockwood, or at least he used to. And what we did was we went to, because he lived in a trailer park that was directly next to 7-Eleven. So we went to 7-Eleven late at night, bought a bunch of those Rocket chocolates that I got caffeine in them, a couple of hot dogs, and we grabbed a fuck ton of condiment packets. And so what we did was we twisted up one end of the condiment packets and we set them all in a line. Ketchup, mustard, mayonnaise. Sure. All in a line on the railroad track.
Oh, that's fun.
And then we sat back and watched it happen.
That's fun.
And yeah, it was fantastic. It was really, really good. I mean,
my dad,
the whole side of the train
was
like covered in shit.
My dad sells cars, and if I didn't have somewhere to go after school, I'd have to hang out there.
My dad, he owns his dealership.
Oh, my dad does not own a dealership.
See, dead end knows. My dad, he totally owns his dealership. The Falgate!
But there's train tracks right behind
we
it.
We can put it in a field gate and we can put it in a wheelchair and put a mohawk on it.
We'd bring old Ninja Turtles and G.I. Joes and set them on the tracks and we'd sit there
oh,
and hang out and watch
oh, of course
the train
you
come by
oh, yeah.
and kill them.
Cranch. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a suicide. Like, you're a psychopath.
Oh, of course, yeah. Well, so aren't we all...
I had no feeling about it.
Yeah, no.
Exactly.
That's sociopathy, isn't it?
I used to pull the Barbie's heads off and bury them with the legs sticking straight up out of the... Is that weird?
Having seen some recent crime scene photos, I feel like that might be kind
of
weird.
You know what's funny? Speaking of that, this is something
good. Yeah, crime
sites.
Yeah.
But I actually did get caught in a grocery store.
I saw that tweet. That was fantastic.
In line, I was looking at the John Wayne Gacy crime scene photo because I was listening to the like a podcast about John Wayne Gacy.
Sure.
And I was
who hasn't?
I was looking at all the bodies they unearthed beneath his staircase and shit, and probably an 80-year-old woman behind me clearly was looking over my shoulder and saw the fucking horrific fucking photographs I was looking up.
Well,
I felt very uncomfortable.
I feel like probably the only thing that you could do after that is like follow her to her car and be like, are
you
sure
want me
to
send you these pictures?
You want me to help you load your groceries?
That would be it. Are you sure you don't need any help?
Where's
your son?
I'd rather.
Do you need any help?
Fucking tranny porn, then fucking by this old.
Well, yeah, watching. I feel like watching transsexual porn, especially in the year 2019, would be less damning. Oh. It's super fun, sure.
You died.
I feel like it would be less damning than looking at, you know.
John Wayne Gacy. Some photos.
Oh, of course they are. Yeah,
they were not fucking. They were not.
Well, I mean, John Wayne Gacy. Okay, I feel like if there's anyone out there who doesn't know about John Wayne Gacy. He's the fella, the overweight fat dude in, what was that, like Michigan? Who dressed up as a clown and would murder mostly young boys, right?
All young boys.
Yeah,
yes.
Pretty much. Right.
Yes, all young
boys. He was gay, but he didn't want to admit it.
No, well, who does? Who does? Back in those days.
I'm about to admit that I'm about to murder a...
Well,
that was a weird trip. That was a weird
it was kind of a weird segue.
Way.
Yeah.
No,
Dead End just stabbed a Nazi in 3D in the brain. That's fine.
It's called the free
Nazi.
PlayStation Plus game.
Yeah, it's the free PlayStation Plus game for August 2019 is Sniper Elite 4, and he just snuck up on a Nazi. And stabbed him square in the brain.
So you're subjugating people for their political beliefs?
I would say he's more murdering.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's more murdering people. And it's not just political. When you're talking about Nazis, it's not just political, it's like socio-political.
It's passionate.
It's I mean, I feel like a fair amount of Nazis
are
probably passionate.
Are you trying to tell me that you are sympathetic? to the Nazis?
I don't know that I would go that far. I don't know that he was saying that it was that he's sympathetic per se.
In this fucking,
I don't know that he was saying he was sympathetic in this era.
I don't think it's fair to pass judgment, bro.
That's all anyone does.
That's a fair point. You son of a bitch.
This for a fact.
But you know, I mean, well,
we just watched that Dave Chappelle shit, and we've been seeing is everyone passing judgment, but Dave Chappelle being like,
go ahead.
This is what it's been doing. Like, I've been doing this shit for the last fucking goddamn umpteen years.
Dude. The thing that was really incredible.
Of course.
I was obviously contradicting about defending Nazis, by the way.
Now Dead End is doing some, he's doing some soft shoe.
Bitch.
He tried to steal Gunn's shoe.
What are y'all, 8 years old, bro?
Yes. I like shorts. They're comfy and easy to wear.
Both you are wearing shorts.
Yep.
Jesus
Christ. I like shorts. They're comfy and easy to wear. What, you ain't never played Pokemon? Fuck off, man. Yeah, hey, you don't even like that shit. Come on, man. Plus, you're like a guest on this show. What are you doing? I don't know. You showed up.
Cause the trouble, like I fucking always do.
Come on. I mean, that's, you know, that's how we do. So, Dave Chappelle, man. I thought that was really impressive in, like, just the first few minutes of Sticks and Stones. He drops a hard R to, like, remind you who he is, and then immediately calls out cancel culture.
Oh, yeah,
bro. Right? Where it's like, hey, man, you know, he puts that out there, and he's like, oh, what, you gonna fucking cancel me over that? People are saying, oh, Dave Chappelle has gotten old, he's gotten boring, and I'm like, this is exactly the same shit as he has ever pulled, and in that special, he managed to call out everybody across the board.
What the worst shit in all reality?
Everybody should just calm the fuck down, dude. They're just jokes. I laughed my whole way through
mass
that
shooters
shit.
Are targeting the wrong fucking.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like that's entirely possible. But yeah, that mass shooters are going after the wrong people. I think that's possible. Yeah, yeah. There was that dude who. There was that guy in what was that, Ohio or something? I want to say maybe Dayton. Who went and shot up that Walmart, apparently on his social media profile, he was all super leftist, which is, but Walmart is fairly, as we know, Walmart is fairly right wing.
Isn't it weird that he probably bought the gun from there?
He may have actually bought the gun from Walmart, but, you know, he went and actually, he, like, targeted a bunch of Walmart people. And on his social media profile, he was largely a leftist, which I find really interesting. It doesn't fit the usual profile, knowing as we do about serial killers and so. I feel like it's very interesting, you know, that we sort of, we have a leftist.
At least you came with shooter. An agenda. That's a go-getter.
Well, that's true. Yeah, yeah. You came with an agenda. You had a manifesto.
One thing this generation lacks. It's a fucking, it's a go-getter.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, it's that old elbow grease, man.
You come in with a fucking agenda and a plan and a fucking.
Oops. And just do it. Yeah, sure.
For sure. Okay.
Sure, sure. Yeah, it's that can-do attitude, you know, that they said that's what won the war, as they used to say. It's that can-do attitude that won the war. I feel like maybe this is, like, overly controversial. I don't know.
I'm definitely instigating.
Is that what
that
is? Are you? Well, you have a tendency.
Yeah.
But we knew that about you.
Well, I'm a guest, so I'm fucking acting.
You are. Yeah, you might
as
well.
I'm gonna show my ass
if I can. So, well, yeah, you might as well. So here we are.
100%
episode 8
in everything I'm saying, and I could not. I can.
So episode 8
stringent, hard opinions mine that I believe in.
Episode 8, we may not end up publishing, but that's okay. I had a whole thing with white supremacists. I thought that was incredible.
You really?
Some dude was like, "You
hella cool."
Yeah, it was pretty cool. It was pretty cool. This one white supremacist was like, you guys are forcing criminal non-whites into our areas. And I was like, man, shut the fuck up.
They said this to you?
Yeah. Well, just in general, he said it. Oh, you guys are forcing criminal non-whites into our areas. And I was like, man, shut the fuck up, racist. And then I spent like 5 hours with people all up in my shit being like, why do you hate white people? And I'm
Have you ever considered having a second co-host?
I don't know, maybe. but yeah, they were like, what the fuck, man? What, you hate white people? And I'm like, dude, I'm
white.
Oh, he said you hate white people?
Yeah.
Well, I don't like white people.
No, well, I mean, I don't like anybody.
No, they're
that's
the
my deal. I fucking hate people.
Oh, they're bad.
Just in general. Yeah, people are fucking terrible. And so, like, do I hate white people? No.
Oh, you know,
do
what
I hate black people? No.
You know, brown people? Anybody? Trip?
I don't even.
Oh no, it wasn't. It was. I said 7-Eleven because I wanted it to be universal, so people.
Oh, there you
was,
go.
But it
yeah.
was the plaid pants earlier, the cowtails mm-hmm. kid. But over, it was actually over by your crib. You know that kind of like mean, bald headed, like older white dude. I like him a lot, dude.
He's Thomas
the plaid pantry. I don't know his name.
Yeah, Thomas. I think. Yeah.
Oh, he's funny as shit.
Yeah,
but Thomas.
Tomas.
There
yeah, Tomaso.
There was this crack and she was pacing about the fucking
sure,
store.
Sure, yeah, you got some cluck.
And
yeah.
he had a line and she was over there like getting like whatever by the microwaves and the fucking shit.
Oh,
and she
yeah.
was getting something ready. And
as
he goes,
they do.
He goes, excuse me, dear, you can't prepare food and start eating it before you start paying for it. And
yeah.
she goes, what? He goes, yeah, there's signs all over the place.
Yeah,
and
all
she
over
goes,
the place.
She goes, where? I go, as if it was, as if that made a difference.
How do you not know?
And he goes, all over the place, but he's like, but in addition to that, it's kind of just common knowledge and
yeah.
respect. And she goes, no, it's not. Two people in line
okay.
behind him. Yeah, it's common fucking knowledge.
Yeah. Everybody knows.
You don't start eating burritos before you fucking
yeah.
Well,
yeah.
It was a whole scene. It was very funny.
One of my personal favorite plaid experiences that had happened lately. It was probably like, oh, I don't know, like 7 o'clock in the morning. I'm buying energy drinks. Fine. The manager's there. He's ringing me up. Fine. This dude walks into the store. Manager immediately looks over to the entrance. He goes, sir, you're not allowed in my store. The guy goes, why? The manager says, because you peed on the building. The guy goes, oh. And then leave. He had this like, yeah, he had this like, oh yeah, no, okay.
I
do remember peeing on your building. Okay. All right. He left. He climbed back into his car, which had an Uber decal. Go figure.
I mean, to be real, bro, I'm not mad at the person
fucking
telling him.
Uber.
You can't come in because you pissed on the
you
building.
You peed on the building.
But I've pissed on a lot of buildings.
I've peed on a lot of buildings, but I've never done it to where I've gotten caught. Is my point.
That's it.
Yeah.
Just don't act surprised.
Yeah.
Fucking like.
Well, and that's my favorite thing, though. Is that he wasn't even surprised. He was just like, oh. And then left. Like, oh, yeah. No, okay, yeah.
Sure.
No, okay.
I gotta
like,
piss. I
gotta like
piss
fair
right
point.
Now. I don't even want to
yeah.
go in the bathroom. I actually
no,
want
you should.
To go. I want to go pee on someone's
that's
tires.
What I was just going to say, is you should just step outside and like pee on a building.
No, I'd like to.
I feel like, yeah. No, I love peeing outside.
It's a cool
that's one of my favorite things.
That I have as
I actually, I do feel bad for women sometimes. I feel like, okay, this might be a little bit controversial.
It's super controversial.
But I would like to say.
Are
I
you
feel,
saying that women
I,
can't pee standing up? Like,
I'm saying that they. I'm saying that they can, but it's going to be messy.
Who's us?
I know that for a fact. Who
Men,
is
are
us?
You saying, are you saying
well, how, well, now, how does he,
you're
how does
that,
he identify?
You're saying that women aren't equal in the way
all
that
I'm,
they can
all
pee
I'm
in
saying, all I'm saying is this. Women aren't going to know.
Careful.
For the most part. For the most part, women are not going to know the joy of peeing onto corrugated metal at a high distance.
I mean,
if you're up on like a cliff or something, like a precipice of some kind, and you're peeing down onto like a corrugated tin roof, it makes such a lovely sound.
Well,
and
well,
I just feel bad that the majority of women aren't going
to
be able to.
As a woman, you have to be a
experience
trained, you have to be a fucking professionally trained dancer to be able to write your name in the snow.
That's
I
true.
That's just standing in place in fucking perfect cursive.
Yeah, it takes practically no. It takes practically no.
I could pinch it off and add a fucking
yeah.
Exclamation
yeah, dot the
point
I and,
like,
and
yeah,
add, yeah sure, sure, sure. But the, I feel yeah, the majority
but
of women
to
are
write
not going
to
be able to do that.
Without. The footprints,
yeah,
intervening
and yeah,
with,
and without, yeah, without the drizzle and without, yeah, to be able to do it cleanly.
Women can
I mean, I, but I'm not saying that
can
they
do
can't.
Anything a man can
hey,
do.
I'm not saying that they can't. I'm just saying
except
it's,
make
it's
babies.
Oh well,
because hey.
Men are better than at making.
Nah, you just need
babies.
Semen.
Ah, so you go to a submarine.
Yeah.
Hey,
Navy.
Navy.
Navy? What? Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, well, there you go. I'm just saying that, you know, I feel like that's one of life's little pleasures, is peeing onto something from a great height.
Phenomenal.
That, that I feel like the majority of women are going to miss out on, and I feel like that's sad, you know?
It is sad.
I feel like it's sad, and I feel like more, maybe to make up for it, more women should go out and try to pee on stuff from up high, because it's a really nice sensation. I don't know.
Oh, it's fun.
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, it's real
in
fun.
In your face.
I think it's great. In your face. I feel. Oh, through the brain. I feel like yeah, probably a lot of women haven't tried. And I'm saying to listeners, any ladies out there, go ahead. Go out there. Try to have a pee on something from real high up. And I feel like you're going to understand. That's one of those. It's like that. You know,
how different women pissing sounds than men.
It's I have actually
yeah, because
heard,
you got to think you got the flap that makes it go
yeah,
fucking.
But it sounds different.
It sounds different because outside the urethral meatus, there is extra flesh. With men, there's not.
I didn't know you were an academic.
I'm a fucking medical professional, actually.
That's known.
Yeah, I'm a medical professional, actually. Then that's how that works. I can tell you a lot about it.
Yeah, I'm a medical professional, too.
It feels like an attack on me.
It should feel like
an
attack on
you. Learn your shit.
Yeah, you're the only one in the room who hasn't been medically trained.
Come on.
Yeah.
No, that's not my... That's
yeah, because I
don't even know
what
a priapism is.
And he...
I don't know. I've pissed on him, but I haven't been pissed on.
That doesn't even make a difference. That's not a part of medical training.
Wait, what?
Being peed on is not a part of medical training. I'm just going to throw it out there. It's not, right? Dead end knows. I mean, it's not, that's not part of conventional medical training. That's not. But also, that's still my training.
How does the bladder work?
Yeah, right?
I went to public school, bro. I don't know, bro.
I went to public school.
I went to public school. I still got educated. I got educated after the fact. Public school didn't teach me shit.
You haven't peed on enough people.
I peed on. I mean, I have actually. Yeah, it just so happens I did once have a partner who was like, "I need to pee on me." And I was
like,
"Well,
to get peed on."
I was like, "Well,
you got peed on?"
No, I didn't get peed on. I had a partner.
You remember the day that you got peed on?
No, actually, here's the interesting thing. No, I had a partner who once was like, "I need you to pee on me," and I was like, "I fucking guess." And I did it, and I'm like, man, this really doesn't do anything for me. But I did once. Here's one. I did once upon a time. And I'm hooking up with this one chick. And we're getting, you know, kind of into it, right? And she's like, you know, we're doing a whole thing. And I'm like, I got to go to the bathroom. And I come back, and
damn it.
When I come back, she's actually laid out like a sheet on the floor, and she's lying on her back on that sheet.
She's with a pantomime version of a toilet.
No. So she, well, no, not quite. So she's lying on the ground with a saran wrap around her chest. She goes, I want you to shit on my chest.
Oh, shit. Really?
And seriously.
Can you shit on your man like that?
I mean, I could have squeezed something out, but all I did was I looked at her. And then I just got my shit and left. I'm sorry. I'm not
that
guy.
What do you mean you got your shit and left?
I got all of my stuff. I got my stuff. I got my shirt.
You took your shit home with you instead of putting it on her?
That's actually exactly what happened. Yeah, was I got my shit and I left. I got the shirt that I had taken off. I put it back on and I was like, I'm gone. I didn't like cuss her out or anything. I didn't say anything weird. I was just like, and I just got my stuff and I left.
When I was 13, I hit a gravity bong for the first time, and I threw up immediately all over my neighbor's cat because he was outside the window. I threw up on him, so I threw up all over a cat.
Oh, that's unfortunate. That's too bad. That poor little kitty.
He ran away real fast. I felt bad. He ran away.
Of course he ran away. What's a cat going to do? I've been thrown up on. I might as well hang out. What's that supposed to be?
I don't know.
I mean... I don't know.
I'm really like pissed.
I'm just saying, like, I understand where that cat's coming from. If I'd have gotten thrown up on, I'd have been like, I'm fucking out. Yeah. No, I just, that one chick, wash me. That bathe me. Yeah, no, that one chick, she was like, I want you to shit on my chest. I didn't even say anything. I just got my stuff and I left because, like, I'm sorry. I'm just
I don't judge, but
fucking
I'm like, I wonder, like, what leads to
What leads to that fetish? Yeah. It's a very interesting question. I don't quite understand. I've thought about this a lot in my life because it is, according to the internet, so it would seem, it's a fairly common fetish, which is very strange for me.
I mean, it's not.
Seems like degradation. Maybe it's like I'm so worthless that you should dump your waste onto me. But then I don't know because a lot of people. That's the closest I've ever been able to come to that. You know, because
beautiful women.
Sure.
That love to be like.
Degraded, sure. No, sure. Okay, well, that makes sense.
In a safe setting, and that's I spoke with them about it.
They're physically like, attractive, so they're into sort of the inverse of that. I want you to tell me that I'm ugly.
You don't want the
I'm gonna get it.
In that setting, though, where it's like, okay, well, I want you.
That's pretty.
Shit on is like, that's. Yeah, it's over and above. And I don't know, man. Like I feel pretty good that what I didn't do was tell her about how fucking terrible that is. Because it is fucking terrible. And I don't know, man. I
would talk down to somebody who requested that, but I would have a hard time. I would definitely be dancing around the way of saying that I'm not gonna do that without trying to make them feel bad about it.
I packed up my stuff and I left. Because I don't know what to do in this situation.
That's
being real,
because, I was,
you know.
I talk a lot of shit and I make fun of people and stuff. Sure. But when someone says, a genuine thing like that, this is, I really need you to do this. I don't want to make you feel bad about that.
Well, yeah.
But it's weird as fuck. Now, and I could think of about 100 jokes immediately.
Sure. Oh, of course. Yeah. Now here's something. I've spent many years thinking about this. And I feel like her approach was dead on. Because there's a 50-50 chance. It's a coin flip. I come out of the bathroom and she goes, I want you to shit on my chest. And I'm either like, oh, fuck yeah, let's do this.
Hold on. We're going to act it out.
Yeah.
Real quick.
Okay. Who are you gonna be?
I'm gonna be her.
You're gonna be her. Okay.
You're gonna be you.
Okay. So we're hot and heavy, and I go to the bathroom, and then I come back, and you're all laid out on the ground.
I got the saran wrap
with a sheet. You got the saran wrap around your chest, and then you say,
"I want you to shit on my chest."
Yeah. See, and I'm just right there. I'm like.
No, that's not what you are. Just say it.
I didn't fucking say anything. I was just like, whoa.
Hey, I got the saran wrap. I want you to shit on my chest.
Yeah, see, and I didn't even say anything. I was just...
say what you say. You gotta respond.
That's what I'm saying.
I don't think there's any way you couldn't respond.
All I did was give... Here's what I got.
Even if you went like...
You're a terrible actor. You're a terrible boom mic holder.
Listen, I'm not a bad actor. Here's what I'm saying. All I can give you is my...
No, we're going to act out right now.
All I can give you is my internal
monologue. Is that what you would say on camera if you were filming this? Come on.
If we were filming
this... This is a movie right now.
If we were filming this...
Go to the bathroom.
That's a different thing, though.
Oh.
Are we talking about...
Say I'm back.
Okay.
Come on, we're going
to
do this.
I'm back.
I want you to shit on my chest.
Ugh. Nope.
Yeah.
Is that too much?
I'm already packing up at this point. I'm getting ready to leave, and I'm sorry.
Are you serious?
It's too much for me.
Why are you so close?
I can't do this.
Have you ever tried it before?
It doesn't work for me personally. Seriously? The entire idea, the entire approach, it just doesn't work for me. I'm not interested. I'm not into it.
I'm so embarrassed.
I'm sorry about that. It's just not something I'm into. And I wish you luck in your future endeavors. I appreciate the approach because what you did instead of any sort of preamble where I could have backed out of it is you sort of went into it whole hog. And I do appreciate that. And
how else would I go about it?
You are the one who is going into this.
To find somebody that's willing to shit on my chest.
I can imagine how difficult it is, and I'm not one
I feel like you're judging
I'm not
me.
One for this. I am judging you a little bit.
We had such a good time.
I'm judging
though.
You a little bit.
Everything was fine up until
because
now.
We're talking, well, at this point, we're talking about human waste.
Come on.
We're talking about human waste. That's kind of that's a hang-up.
It's only
me.
A waste if you throw it away.
It's only a waste if you flush it. Right? Wouldn't that be it? I feel like if we were in the writer's room, it's like, what does she say next? It's only a waste if you flush it. No, yeah, that's where I'm at. And it's, I mean, it's not even like I'm, you know, like trying to like chew her out or like call her. I don't even, honestly, at this point,
will you chew me out?
I don't even remember her name. I'll do it on my way out the door, I guess. That's fucked up. Like, no, I'm not into that at all. Like, what the fuck is your problem? But no, like, that's, I mean, that's kind of where I'm at about the whole thing. It's just like, fucking wow. Like, that's really, that's what you're into, are you? Huh? Wow. Okay.
I've done a lot of very weird things. But yeah. I'm with you.
I've done a lot of weird shit. I'm just like,
I don't know if I could.
I don't think so, man. Because I was presented with the opportunity. Ooh, that's going to be bad.
I think I really do think I would be very, very, like, I think I would treat it very, like...
Yikes.
Ooh!
And up and through. That's horrifying.
I would not want to hurt her feelings, though.
That was it. That was why I didn't want
to
say anything. Because otherwise, she was a very nice girl.
I can only imagine how, like, if that's your shit, like...
If that's really what you're into, well, that's what I'm saying.
Like,
I
how hard must that be to like make that request?
Yeah, game recognized game. I appreciate her approach.
Make you feel bad,
right? That's what I'm saying. I appreciate her approach, and it's not something that appeals to me personally. And so, for her to be like completely ready for it, there are one of two outcomes. There's either there are three. There's and mine to be sure. Fuck. Mine was the outlier. Because either these are the two most commonplace outcomes you're going to have. Number one, somebody's going to be like, get the fuck out. What's your fucking problem? Holy fucking shit. You want me to fucking what? Or somebody's going to be like, oh, hell yeah. And then the third outlier would be mine, which is where I'm just like, eh. And I pack up all my shit and I leave.
But is it so off-putting that like if she made that request and you were like, yo, I can't fuck with that.
Yeah.
But, and she was like, if she said, like,
well, why don't we just fool around anyway?
Oh, I'm sorry. Like, yeah. Like, forget I even said anything. Let's just keep fucking. Like, yeah. would you be able to, like, would you be able to set that aside?
I feel like, yeah, probably. Like, I feel like, yeah, probably in the moment.
I think and I would be able to.
And that's, yeah, and that's probably on me for not having given her, like, the opportunity.
Because I don't know if I would, like,
I didn't even storm out. It's not like I was mad. I was just like, whoa, and I just picked up all my shit and left. It's not like I was like, what the fuck, and how fucking dare you. I was just like, whoa, like, oh my god, and then I just left. You know, I wasn't trying to, like, make her feel bad as a person or anything else. I'm just, I mean, it's, hey.
I mean, for the record.
If getting shit on is your deal.
It's
like,
fucked up and weird.
It is fucked up and weird. Yeah. Thank you. No, it's not normal.
It's gross.
It is gross. It's fucked up and weird, and it's gross. And no, it's not.
Regardless, I still wouldn't want to make someone feel bad, but I'd be like.
Well, right. And that's why.
That's a rough one.
Yeah.
That's a rough one.
And that's why. I didn't, you know, that's why I didn't, like, get after her about, like, what's your fucking whatever. I just, like, oh, no. Like, I don't think so. So, hey, let's see. At this point.
No, I gotta take a piss.
Okay, that's
do you
fine.
Want to sprawl on the floor? Should I use the toilet?
I mean, you should. I'm not even the one.
Go outside.
You want to make me feel bad about it?
I think that's probably, I'm going to make you feel bad about it. You? Yes. I've known you long enough that I'm going to, oh, man. Right. You're fucking getting dragged. Okay, so we actually, when I get anybody else in the room, we actually have somebody using the hashtag today. How nice. So here we go. Here comes Dead End. Here we go. Somebody actually used the hashtag Fierceberry Jam. How are y'all doing today? This is like a three-parter.
I'm in for it.
So how y'all doing today, he says. How are y'all doing today?
Today
you
specifically?
Sure. August 31st.
You know what? I got to hang out with my lady friend.
Yeah.
We had some sex.
Nice.
I fell asleep like a son of a bitch.
Yeah. Okay.
And I woke up super early. Like,
nice.
It was around maybe 7:45, 8 o'clock.
Dang.
Yeah.
I'm sleeping in.
Yeah. The...
Wow.
Woke up.
Okay.
Fucking help pump up, get ready for cam.
Sure. Sure.
And then I wound up staying up until about, I don't know, maybe what? 11:30.
Nice.
And I was like, I want to take a nap.
Yeah.
So well, I took a nap.
I woke up
snap two. It was around 1:30.
Yeah, it was probably like 3 something. You
Gum,
hit me up.
Gum calls me. Fucking he's like, oh, I'm getting anxious. I was like, okay. Oh, dude.
Well, great.
I'm up.
Okay.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
And, you know, other than that, got some booze. Got some extracurricular.
Yar.
It's all gravy.
Let's see. So how am I doing today? Gums, you'll be third in line. How am I doing today? I did fairly well. I'm doing fairly well, you know. Woke up a little bit later.
You became woke?
Nice. No.
You became woke. Woke, motherfucker.
No.
You're one of those people, huh?
I got up from sleep. I'll say instead. I got up from sleep. How about that? I got up from sleep probably early afternoon. Took care of some real world shit. You know, went out and handled all the dumb, responsible, boring shit I was supposed to. And then spent a few hours fucking around, playing video games and stuff. And then went over to Dead End's house and started drinking. Ended up, you know, recording a podcast. Gums, how are y'all doing today?
Well, me, I woke up.
Can you wrap your day?
No.
Oh.
I have cockroaches. I have cockroaches in my apartment.
You can't rap about cockroaches?
No, my building's real old. Man. I woke up, I killed a cockroach, and then I fed my cat, and I had a slice of pizza for breakfast downstairs, and I watched Reservoir Dogs.
It's a good movie.
And I wrote half of a verse, and then
okay.
I bought Hennessy at noon.
Yeah. It's a good way to be. Yeah.
Yeah, and then I came over to Dead Ends and just chilled for a minute, and then
work.
I was cooking at the bar tonight, so I went over there and started drinking, and then I cooked hamburgers for Punk Rock Kids.
And yeah,
I'm here. Nice.
Okay. Question number two, and we're gonna let Dead End go first, alphabetically, of course. Here we go. Question number two.
Part quattro.
The letter two. From, by the way, our friend, a good friend of the show, at Ben_Benjyman, BENGYMAN. He's a good pal. I like that kid. He's a good boy. Question number two. As we go into autumn, I'd love to know what your favorite seasons are and why. So, Dead End, what's your favorite season?
Like,
of the
fall,
year.
Winter.
Yeah, of the year. Shit. What's your favorite season of the year?
I mean.
And why?
Realistically, there's always kind of just one choice. I don't know.
Weather's weird.
I'm an autumn baby, man.
Everybody likes autumn. That's the dumbest question I've ever heard in my life. I don't like autumn. I don't give a fuck.
You know what? Shut the fuck up. This is on him. I'm answering. Here we go. It ain't no shit. It's just what I'm used to.
And why do you like autumn?
Why do I like autumn? Holy fuck. Thank you. Holy shit, that fucking echo. I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck about
okay, what do you got?
First and foremost, I can go to Starbucks. I can get a pumpkin spice latte. Yeah,
exactly. You motherfucker.
That's the worst
okay,
question.
All right,
ever
okay.
Life.
No, Ben's a good boy.
Hey,
he like to
ben,
he's a nice fucking. Boy.
Hey,
no,
in, all, nice in, all Rihanna's, in all Rihanna-sty.
Yeah.
Fucking no. I was born in October. Fucking, yeah. That's what I'm used to. I'm used to the fucking gloomy days and fucking...
The
smell during fucking Halloween. That's the only reason I like autumn. I look good in fucking orange and brown. I don't give a fuck.
Hunting colors.
Right?
Sure.
That's why I like Michelangelo.
Yeah. Kevin's chest looks good in brown, too.
Yeah, well.
It does. Yes, it does, baby.
After I fucking goddamn land.
There's not
on.
A person on this planet that doesn't say fucking
yeah,
autumn.
But of course you white folk are going to be like, I want it to be winter because I hate the sun.
Everybody
my skin.
Bro, my skin's literally darker than yours,
okay.
I think.
Well, I heavily doubt that.
It
one.
Actually might be just about the same.
It actually is.
It might be just about the same. That's actually kind of an interesting point that Gums brought up. Dennett likes autumn. I mean, you painted me into a corner. I like winter because I hate the sun. That's exactly as you said. I guess I'm a white person. Yeah.
It doesn't matter though, because no matter what, if you got a goddamn job, you're gonna be going outside.
Well, yeah. My whole thing is I prefer winter, mostly because if I'm cold, I can put on another layer. If I'm hot, I can be fucking buck naked and still way too damn hot. I am sweating my goddamn balls off and be fully nude and sitting in front of a fan, and it doesn't make a difference.
Hey, take your pants off. Tell me that your legs are darker than mine. Are we going to talk arms, or are we going to talk whole body?
Let's go.
I'm not 6 years old. I like winter better. Shorts.
Oh, wait, and not only that, but you ain't fucking part black. Get the fuck out of here.
Oh, but I am.
Yeah, you're part Mexican.
I'm part Spanish. It's different.
Same thing.
It's definite. Oh boy. Any listeners from España want to weigh in?
You know, I know what you're gonna say. The fucking Puerto Ricans. The fucking
what?
No, my lady friend. She's part what?
Cuban.
She's a. That's a different thing. What is it? Listen. Ecuadorian?
No, she's Cuban.
Cuban.
Yes, listen. Cuban. So listen.
Okay,
Cuban,
here we go.
Oh, look at all those.
Nobody asked me about my black hair.
No, we don't need to.
Okay, real quick, because we're into the last, like, we're in the last four.
You're some Marky Mark ass.
We are in the last 4 minutes of this segment.
We got to hurry up. There's an exclamation point.
You have 4 minutes. What's your favorite season and why?
Oh, summer, for sure.
Okay, great.
Because I love being so hot that I can't sleep at night.
Okay.
And then fucking, I love, actually, you know what? Summer, I'll defend summer. I'll actually do summer.
Yeah, no shit. You will.
That is where,
just because you want to be different.
No, because that's where scantily clad fucking outfits come into play the hardest.
Well, you never.
As soon as it hits over fucking 60 out here,
that's puppy's weather.
Short skirts and
fucking. Holy fuck.
That's puppy's weather.
Anywhere where it hits over 60, like you got chicks wearing skirts.
Well, there's that too. But I mean, yeah, okay. I guess Gum's gonna go with the most misogynistic answer he could probably.
100%.
He could ever nail. Okay, so let's see. For the third one.
I'm not the one wearing fucking have my ass hanging out.
I mean, fair point.
The asses are out.
Asses are out. Male or female asses are out. So let's see. The number three question, and we're going to get to this in the very next segment, because we're going to have to end this one here, but then we're going to come into our next segment.
I mean, we still got some.
Well, we got a fair amount.
I'm sure we can get out a vague point out of this.
No, because we have like 2 minutes to do it.
Yeah, hurry up.
No, this next question is a different thing.
What's the question?
So here, oh god, we're gonna. Okay, I'll try to.
What's the question?
I'll try to get this out in this segment. Say it. Then we're gonna have to record another one. I'd like to know who you think or want as the last two Smash Brothers DLC. There are rumors of Resident Evil and Ryu from Ninja Gaiden. What do you think of them in Smash? Now, you see, this is what I'm fucking saying, you guys. We can't handle this in 2 minutes.
I want the dude from fucking Devil's whatchamacallit? What's the...
That doesn't help
at
all.
What's the Wii U game?
It's going to take...
Devil's Third. Boom. I want the dude from Devil's Third.
Okay.
Because that's straight Nintendo.
Okay.
Because you got to think it's all straight Nintendo.
It isn't necessarily.
Devil's Third and
see, this is what I'm saying.
The crab.
George W. Bush Senior and
the crab. The crab. Nice. I want the crab from fucking Donkey Kong. Or no, Mario Brothers. Mario Brothers with the pipes.
Oh sure, from the very original DLC Mario Brothers. Downloadable content. Oh. Jesus,
you
what?
Fucking noob.
Okay.
So yeah, you please.
So here we go, I guess. We're gonna start another one.
Yeah.
Okay, wait, oh shit. I don't actually understand how this works. So okay, we're gonna round out the last minute because I don't know how this works.
Hey.
Well, I hit stop, but then it wasn't like the whole thing. And then yeah, listeners, let's do another shot. Right.
We might as well do it. We're gonna make this fucking hour last.
Yeah,
baby.
We're gonna make it do.
I gotta pour quick. Oh,
you gotta pour it quick.
It's all down my leg.
We have 40 seconds. Okay.
Those tan, dark black legs.
Damn straight, blacker than you.
Well.
At least
I don't have anything in my fucking ass.
I don't have to pretend to be black.
Hey.
something. Welcome to that double shot. Let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go.
Okay, we have fucking 20 seconds left.
Let's do it. Here
we
go.
I hate my life. I hate my life.
Ah, cheap rump.
Hey.
6 seconds.
I'm gonna throw up.
I know. Me too. It's for a second.
Racist, misogynist.
There we go. Okay, now we're on to segment two.
Oh, don't play yourself up, you cunt. We are. Oh, we Christ. Are all like that.
Okay, so here we go. Let's wait, get to this.
We're doing it right now.
We're doing it right now. Let's get to this one real quick. So, Dead End, you said, as far as DLC characters you'd like for Smash, you want...
Is there a number of how many, or is it just...
Okay, he said the last two for Smash Brothers DLC. So yeah. You want
you know what?
The dude from Devil's Third with all the guns, and then you want... Who was your second?
It was that shitty crab.
Oh, the shitty crab from the original Mario Brothers. Okay. Gums, who do you want for the last two?
To be real,
two
I was making jokes.
A Smash
like,
DLC, okay. Who do you want for the last two?
Do you remember A Boy in the Blob or whatever the mm-hmm. what was that? I would like
A Boy in His Blob.
A Boy in His Blob. I'd like The Boy in His Blob. And
you can't do that. It was trademark, not Capcom or Nintendo.
I just learned what
well, yeah,
the,
but then
the
they,
abbreviation
then they
of downloading content was. So if
oh, God.
You want to cut me fucking
that
some
is
slack.
Bullshit.
You're not, bullshit. You're not owed any slack. Go for it.
Yeah, you'll
so
never
a boy,
get
a boy
slack.
In his blob where what your character feeds the
and
blob jelly
I want,
beans.
I want
and
the main character from Battle of Olympus.
Hey, can I retract
wow.
my crab?
Yeah, bitch.
I don't know, can you?
I'm gonna.
Did you
and
see
I,
how deep cut I did that shit?
That actually
I'm gonna
really
say
easy.
I want
that'll,
the blonde I want the
you
blonde
step on me?
I want the blonde haired kid with the fucking 3D glasses from fucking Zombies at Your Neighbors.
Don't
I don't know how
to say that bitch.
I think it, no, that was also
Sega,
Super
get
Nintendo.
Get the fuck out of here.
That was also
Zombies
Super Nintendo.
Your Neighbors was
yeah,
never
fucking,
on Sega.
No, it was on Sega.
That was across the board. Shit.
It was Super Nintendo. Guys, it was Super Nintendo. It was Super Nintendo and Sega.
Yeah, but how many Sega characters are in fucking
Sonic.
Smash Brothers?
I don't know.
Sonic.
A few.
Okay, you gotta tell me. I don't believe
there's a fair amount of
you had Smash
what
Brothers.
I'm telling
don't
you
tell
right.
me
I don't
that
tell
you,
right.
you don't know.
Guys,
what
guys,
same characters were in my Smash
guys,
Brothers?
Those guys.
You had some
Sonic.
Ninja Gaiden cats.
Listen,
you
had you Sonic
some fucking,
number one.
There's a
first
bunch
and first
of
most.
Fucking Sega cats.
Now, who would I choose for my DLC characters?
Fuck off, you saw this. You already
let's
had time to think.
Do, no, well... No, actually, no, because I saw that I saw he had done the hashtag, and I'm like, oh, great, I'll get to it in the show. who would I choose for my last two for DLC for Smash? Let's do... Oh, Joanna Dark, I think, would be a lot of fun. Because
you know
we have the Rareware characters. Like, we have
oh, yeah,
Banjo
I
Kazooie.
Some pervert dark
I think
shit.
It would be cool to have Joanna
you know what?
Dark.
Get fucking James Bond in there.
We can't
I'm
do that.
Cool.
I think
there's
too many
cool
licenses.
I'm cool about my Battle of Olympus fucking character getting stepped all
that
over.
That actually, no, that
and
is
I'm
super
say,
cool, though. Battle
I'm
of Olympus.
I'm going to say Paperboy in that motherfucker.
Nope, Toe Jam and Earl, one
I
character.
Could, I don't know if you could do that, but I think that would be cool. Paperboy.
Yeah, you
Toe Jam and Earl would be super cool. Yeah, you ride a bike around just for paper.
Toe Jam and Earl is exclusively Sega Genesis.
Negative.
Not anymore.
Yep, because Nintendo bought
because
Sega shit.
They,
fucking yo,
well, yeah,
that,
okay,
all
so
I'm saying,
Nintendo,
yeah,
Nintendo
you got a plethora
Sega,
now.
But also, here's something:
the
dude
from Decapitech.
That would be fun. Dynamite Heady. That
ooh.
Would be my second. Would be Dynamite Heady. No, wait, one of the characters from fucking Gunsmith or Gunstar
Gunsmith
Heroes.
There? Yeah,
Gunstar Heroes. That would be a lot of fun.
Are
you
just
you
straight up picking Sega shit on purpose?
You don't have to. You don't listen.
No, it's just
what
that
I'm
you don't know,
is,
dog. It's all good.
What I'm saying is that
well,
now,
I don't know, the Gunstar
what
Heroes
I'm,
are
listen,
exclusively
listen,
Sega
I'm
which I have Sega Channel.
Listen, I understand what you're saying, and listen.
Of course, you have Sega Channel. You're white.
The only person I knew who had Sega Channel was white. Fuck. So listen. So listen. What I'm saying is this: Sega is now doing. Software exclusively. They don't do hardware anymore. That means that anybody pays enough money, they can get it. Like, for example, a Sega Genesis or a Sega game, fucking Shenmue, was on an Xbox. I'm
like,
saying
how the
that it's
is
possible
Tails
across
not
the board.
A character.
Well, that's a good question. I don't know
how
Tails is not a character. I don't know. That's a good question.
My initial instinct. To that question is to make jokes and shit. I actually made an attempt to pull some deep cut.
No, and you did it.
Real genuine shit, and I got shit on, and I don't like it.
Welcome to hell. Not, you're born a schmuck and you'll die a schmuck.
I tried to be on your level and be
What I'm saying is, what I'm saying is,
we still hold true
that yes, Dead Ants did speak over you a little bit. Yes.
And oh no, not a little bit. Yes, I'll speak over everyone now.
Yes, and
I'm in that mood.
Battle for Olympus still stands. That's fucking like, awesome. I really do think that Battle for Olympus would be.
I think that blonde hair.
Why couldn't the battle toads be in Smash Bros?
They're Rareware. I don't know why they couldn't.
Right.
Be.
That's the same as fucking Banjo Kazooie and fucking Donkey Kong.
And Donkey Kong. Those sexy women were on looking this conversation because I would have got.
Well, who knows?
How do you know?
Who knows? Yeah. Who knows? It's possible. Maybe one of our 12 listeners is like a.
You're telling me that the 12 people that listen, there's not one sexy lady?
Bro,
it's possible.
Fucking no,
for all the sexy ladies out there, I want you to know that Gums did not mean anything.
There you go.
Bad.
Yeah,
right.
We'll record.
I want to say that I appreciate
for
all
the record,
of them,
I am not
and that I know that you are on terms with what we are asking right now. You are on the same level, and you can do the same thing that we can do.
You're owed the same amount of respect. Let's say that.
I love you.
So,
I love you.
We love you. We love you. We love you. So hey, listen. Hey, listen.
More about video game characters than I do.
So Dumbs, let's just set that all aside. Do you want to spit some bars and see us out? I'm gonna do our usual okay goodbye after you're done. You want to wrap us out?
Sure.
Okay. Here we go. Gum's gonna spit some raps.
Madness, final analysis, paralysis. Leo with the lion on the talisman. Callous mitts, chalice, fifth and grips. Who could then dwell in mist, leading green mist, iron fist. Cease and desist, I insist. For I am bliss, I exist. Wrist like fat, extend, bend, flex, project heat. Army ant, lavin, TESD. Prone to oppose, they plead to appease. Catch waves like a tsunami, wreck stage and breeze. Sweater weather petty winter, ugly tea, bees knees. Cats, PJs, lap lavish, take lead. Take heed when the beast bleeds, seeds of guidance. Direct to the door, slack jaw on more silence. Grindhouse violence, kamikaze pilot. Dialect dilated, pupil spit, biotech.
Okay, there you go. And so that was a fresh few bars from our boy. The Real Gums at The Real Gums on Twitter.com and also all your favorite social media platforms at The Real Gums. TheRealGums.
I got another, real quick, I got another email.
Okay.
There's a fan that wants us to put out various pictures of what we would look like in a YouTube reaction video.
I think, you know what, actually, I like that very much. I feel like we can probably get to that.
Yeah, because everyone looks like an asshole.
Everybody looks like a fucking asshole, and I feel like that would not be that hard to do.
No.
So we will see what we can do about that next week.
Shore Leave?
Shore Leave, yeah. The G.I. Joe.
The Venture Brothers.
Sure. Yeah, the G.I. Joe. Shore Leave from OSI.
Yeah. Stop calling me Shirley.
No. Yeah, right. And don't
call
me Shore
Leave. You're the gay one.
So, no.
With
that's inappropriate. Choice. So, Holy Diver. That's Holy Diver.
That's
so, anyway. So,
it's
anyway. Thank you very much for listening.
Get out of here. That's not Holy Diver.
No, it's not. I was trying to divert you.
Yeah, well,
so, anyway.
I can't. It's 2019.
You're the juggernaut.
I am the majority in this situation because I have ethnicity where you both are white.
Well, I guess that's why they call it the blues. So anyway, this is your...
Yes, I call it the blues.
So this is your host, as always, Fisbury.
Your father, your sisters, your cousin.
So anyway... This is your Fetusbury Coast, as always, saying, hey.
Fetusbury Coast?
Is that what I said? Fetusbury Coast? That's very good. So
and,
thank
and
you
I'm
very.
Is that what I said? You are.
Yeah, you're better at rapping than I am, that's for sure.
I'm used to that one.
Yeah. No, that's fine. Anyway, so hey, this is your host, as usual, at Fetusbury, saying, stay fresh, cheese bags.